9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you for tuning in on this Thursday morning. First voice you hear from when you dial into today's program, very talented Ariel Walden on the other side, 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. You can follow along on Facebook and, of course, on Twitter, where the show continues all day long. Every Thursday at this time, we get to talk a little high school football preview, high school football, and I guess take a little bit of a look back at some of the good games from the past week. And we get to do that with our good friend Stephen Orr, host of the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, which you hear on our sister station, 1340 The Fan. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Great, Chad. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for giving us a call today.
Well, my pleasure. I always look forward to it. It's a good way for me to kick off football weekend to come in and visit with you and have a chance to look over some of the games. And I tell you what, we start off when we talk about games that took place last week. You got to go just 30 miles there to the west to Levelland, where Brownfield and Levelland played five overtimes for the Lobos to come away with a 40-34 win. And we were well into the second hour of the show before we got the final. We were tracking that one back and forth all night, and a great ball game. And that's two teams that really are on the rise a little bit, and we're expecting big things from both of them, and a very evenly matched game, and that was a dandy.
Well, they just kept fighting the entire time. I mean, that's pretty impressive to go five overtimes.
Well, I mean, because, you know, usually a missed extra point or miscue somewhere, so to go five is pretty impressive, and they were at least two rounds into having to make the two-point conversion, which pushed additional pressure on both teams, one to prevent and two to convert their own.
So yeah.
Got some great matchups coming up this week as well, and some interesting things. We start with a game tonight where the Monterey Plainsmen are hosting the Amarillo Caprock Longhorns, and, man, Monterey has just struggled this year, and this is their last chance before going into district play to build a little momentum and get in the win column. Unfortunately, they're hosting an Amarillo Caprock team that's 4-0 and is really kind of on a roll right now. Now, we'll say this about Monterey. Last year, they were kind of in the same scenario, got into district play, ran it out, and got a district championship. So it's not all hope lost, but I know Monterey sure does want to get a win there tonight. They're going to run the ball. They average 301 yards a game. They're doing about two-thirds of that on the ground, rushing for 860 yards so far this year. Caprock throws the ball all over the place, so the key for Monterey is going to be, can they play that good pass defense, and can they protect the whole field? Because that's what Caprock wants to do, is they want to spread you out, and they want to make sure that you have to cover every inch of that field. And if they're successful in spreading it out, it could be a long night for Monterey.
Visiting with Stephen Orr, host of West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, 10 p.m. on Friday night. Speaking of Friday, a game that you can hear right here on KFYO, Shallowwater at Idaloo.
That's a dandy of a ball game. Shallowwater 4-0, coming off a big win against an undefeated Dalhart team up in the Texas Panhandle. They blew them out 48-7. Idaloo's got their hands full. Of course, Idaloo only 1 point away from a perfect season. Their only loss coming to Littlefield by a score of 21-20. And Shallowwater and Littlefield, of course, played, I believe it was 49-40 was the final in that game. So this should be a really good ball game. Shallowwater, they're going to run the ball. Mr. Jarek Black, 823 yards rushing in four games. So if he stays on about average, he could eclipse 1,000 yards rushing halfway through the season. Idaloo's going to pretty balanced attack. They've rushed the ball for 607 yards. They passed the ball for 600. So it looks like they're going to take whatever the defense gives them. Again, the key for Idaloo, how do you stop Jarek Black? And nobody has been successful in that yet.
What about taking a look at one of our other games that will be aired on Cool 98, Lubbock Cooper at Hereford?
Lubbock Cooper, pretty favorable matchup, actually. They've got they're taking on the Hereford Whitefaces up at Hereford. Hereford 0-4 on the year. Estacada went up there and beat them in the season opener. And Hereford has really struggled to put points on the board. That's been their big struggle so far. Cooper, very impressive in putting the ball out there. They average nearly 400 yards per game, and they're very balanced. They can run at you or they can throw it. They've got 733 yards rushing, 760 yards passing on the year. So they've been very good at finding holes in whatever the defense will give them, and they can make you keep guessing because they're very balanced. They've had some very good passing games. They've had some good running games as well, and I think the Pirates have a really good chance to improve to 4-1 this week.
Abilene Wiley traveling to Estacado.
You know, in this ball game, I don't know what to think about it. I think Estacada comes in at 2-1. They got a win last week, and they're taking on an Abilene Wiley team that's not the Bulldog team that we're used to talking about when we talk about football. They're 2-2 on the year, and I can't remember the last time we were talking about Abilene Wiley with two losses in week four of the regular season. But the Bulldogs did have a big win last week during homecoming against Brownwood. They rushed for 352 yards, so they're formidable. But Estacada was one of the top running backs in this end of the state, and they've been very effective on the ground. They've run for 1,000 yards. They only passed for about 242 yards, so not much secret in what they're going to do. My question is, does Estacada have the defense to stop Abilene Wiley, and does Wiley have the speed to keep up with Estacada on the field? And that's going to be, I think, could be one of the better ball games that we see on the South Plains this week.
We are visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, which you can hear 10 p.m. on our sister station, 1340 The Fan on Friday night. Stephen, what are some other football games that people should be paying attention to this weekend?
Well, I think a very interesting game, one that people might want to go check out, is there at Lowry Field on Friday night, where Lubbock Coronado host Midland Lee. Coronado 2-2 on the year. They're 0-2 in district play, but they've been playing better than they have in the past. Midland Lee coming off the bye week, and they're very evenly matched when you look at the offensive numbers. Midland Lee's going to throw the ball a little bit more, but Coronado with a very strong ground game. That could be a really interesting game. Probably one of the better games as far as in the lower classifications has the Pulse Golden Antelopes, 4-0 on the year, taking on a 4-0 Denver City team. And this is going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight between these two teams. They both run the football. Post has put up nearly 1,400 yards rushing so far this year. Denver City sitting right there at 1,000. They average, both of them, just shy of 400 yards of offense per game. And probably is evenly matched when you look at statistics, offense and defense, and what you hear about those programs. And I know everybody in those two communities is really excited about that game. You've got Sundown taking on Farwell. The Roughnecks trying to... They've had a little bit of a shaky start this year, but Sundown's always a team we talk about when we get to the end of the year, and I think that can be the case again this year. Farwell's at 3-1. They suffered their first loss of the year last week, so how they rebound from that can mean a lot, but should be a really good ball game. You got Tahoka taking on Plains, and Plains still looking for their first win of the year, and I think the Bulldogs walk away easily with that one. We talk about six-man football, three quick games we want to talk about. Ropes taking on Garden City. Ropes is at 2-2. They got a big win last week. Garden City at 3-1. That's going to be a big challenge for Ropes, probably one of the tougher teams they've played so far this year. Petersburg taking on Kroll. Petersburg is at 2-2, and they've been one of the better teams in six-man football the last few years. A little bit of a fall-off, but we'll see. They're going to get a great test taking on a Kroll team that's 4-0, and they're coming off a big win over number three in the state, Valley, last week. So does Kroll have a little bit of a hangover after that big game, maybe give Petersburg an opportunity? And finally, Motley County travels to take on number one Throckmorton. Motley County 3-1 on the year. They lost last week to Paducah 107-68. They were putting up some points in that game, but Throckmorton by far the best six-man football team in the state of Texas. It's a gap that's a mile wide, but that's a few of our six-man games.
Stephen, what are some what's one or two games that people, if they're just kind of thinking about going to a high school game, they want to see some good action out there, what are some games, one or two games they need to go and see?
Like I said, I think you've got two right there within 15 minutes of home, and that's Estacada hosting Abilene Wiley. That ought to be a dandy of a ball game. You're going to see a lot of speed and a lot of athleticism there. I think that Shallow Water Idaloo game could be a really good game there in Idaloo. Again, just to go and watch Derek Black run for one thing, but Idaloo always plays tough, and that could be a really good ball game. And then my game of the night, one that I wish I could go and watch if I was just picking one of these, would be Post playing down at Denver City. I think that's going to be a phenomenal game.
All right, Stephen Orr, You can hear him 10 p.m. on the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show on our sister station, 1340 The Fan. And if you're driving around throughout West Texas on Friday nights, just scan the dial. You'll probably hear the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show as well. Stephen, thank you very much. Always appreciate you.
Chad, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.